Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay-Z is 56 years old today. Jay-Z is my age. He's got better doctors. Jay-Z, 56 years old today. Mm. Sounds old when I say it about him. It doesn't feel old when I say it about me.
I told you the other day, you don't look a day over 50.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You look good for 50.
You mean that?
Yeah, I swear. You look good for 50.
I'll take that. Jay-Z Crowder is 56 years old today. Does that sound old?
For Jay-Z, yeah. For you, no.
That's what I was saying, right? Doesn't it sound... It sounds old for him, right?
It does, because yeah. He's rapping.
And he's still partying, and he's got Beyonce. And you know what I mean? I got that old bag up in Boca, draining the bank account.
You don't say that.
I think she's out with her friends. I hope she's out with her friends. You know, I'm just teasing you, old bag, you, if you're listening. You old bag of 56-year-old bones.
But, you know, those old rappers now, it's an expiration date on rappers. You can't
trash. But can he perform anymore? Like, you know, you see Busta Rhymes is still out there. He's got to be 55, 56, right?
More. I think Busta Rhymes is older than Hove, right,
yeah.
Crowder?
Yeah, he got to be. Yeah, because rappers don't really, like, Beyonce's at 58, Beyonce can't rhinestone tour anymore, whatever the hell that thing called.
Ooh, I don't know about that, bro.
Cowboy Carter.
The dropping the knees and the bending and the kicking in the water, man.
Hey, how old is J-Lo? Isn't she like...
Probably 50.
50?
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Jenny from the Block?
That's who I'm talking about.
Busta Rhymes, by the way, 53.
Yeah, I told you.
Well, he's younger. He's younger than Jay-Z.
Wow, he's younger than El Presidente. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I saw Lil Wayne at the Amerind Bank Arena.
I didn't bite on Hove.
And I was going to go with Jigga, but I have to be very careful with that one.
Stay away from that. Stay away from that. Let's say Hove.
I didn't bite on Hove. I did bite on Jenny from the Block.
I was going to try. I was going to try H to the Izzo. But here's the thing, Crowder. You know, Jay-Z, he's got Hove, and you throw up the Rock Nation thing. What do you have? Like what's your thing?
Me?
Yeah.
What is my? I got Coke Zero. Today I have Diet Coke, though. Unfortunately, hold up a Coke Zero. That's my thing. Oh, you've got Coke Zero. Is that cherry?
That's cherry Coke Zero.
Well, once again here at the radio station. I know how things work. Our vending machines, they have sensors in them. This isn't old school. Remember the old machine at QAM? It literally was like, I mean.
Yeah, the guy worked at the station.
Yeah,
that
literally
filled it up.
Had like a hand crank to get something out of it. These are digital machines. There's sensors in there. I guarantee you the guy can log in at any time on an app and see what's missing out of the machines. How the guy, the crush grapes are multiplying and the Coke Zeros are empty. I mean, row after row. The guy could take 20 minutes out of his schedule, wherever he is, and make an extra however many dollars by restocking the Coke Zeros. I'm stuck here buying Diet Coke.
I'll tell you how many dollars, Hawk, about 30 bucks.
Well, listen, I didn't tell him to get into the vending machine line of business.
You want him to drive down from Wellington.
Yeah, do your job. That's right.
To make $30.
That's right. Do your job, Wellington vending guy. Do your job.
Everything else is loaded but Coke Zero's in that machine.
Jamie Eisenberg texting in, I thought you were 66. That's why that guy doesn't come on anymore.
That's my age.
How old is Pusha T?
Jamie's got two jokes, Kobe Fleener and calling you old. You would think after
both
a couple
of them,
years.
Both of them have a shelf life.
But you would think after a couple of years of us not bringing him on, like, he'd come up with some new bits.
Right, new material. Mm-hmm. Hey, new material, Seinfeld. All right, let's get, we have a lot of stuff to get to. In the 4 o'clock hour today, Rob Pizzola is going to pick some winners. In the 5 o'clock hour today, the MLS Championship Trophy going to make a visit here, along with Kevin Egan from Apple TV. Real quick look at the headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I'd like to try something different for headlines, if that's okay with everybody.
Yeah. Musically? Proud. You're going to do it musically?
Yeah.
Like, how different?
I tried that once, and it turned into Noche de Sixto. So I don't think I'll go down that path again.
We got to play it now.
Also has a shelf life.
So I tried to do a quiz yesterday on the 2006 NBA championship from the Miami Heat. And it was an epic disaster.
What are you talking about? I nailed it.
Yeah, well, we got to was that Keon Dooling has a criminal past.
Who knew what we didn't uncover during that quiz?
So I'm going to, instead of coming out with my own quiz, I just stole one from The Athletic.
All right.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right, so they do This Week in Sports Trivia.
Okay.
They do this every week, and I do these every week, and I thought it'd just be a fun exercise because really it's how much are you keeping up with what's gone on in sports this week?
Okay.
Going back to last weekend. So it's just a series of five or six questions. Now, it is multiple choice. The first couple, we don't need multiple choice. I think we'll be able to get them. At the back end, I might have to give you some of the options, the multiple choice options, and we'll see how we do.
Okay.
All right, so... Question number one. Lane Kiffin shocked the college football world.
Ole Miss.
When he left Ole Miss, which is
LSU.
Contending for a national LSU. Title for LSU. How much will LSU pay Lane Kiffin per
million
season
dollars.
$13 million
in his new contract?
$13 million a season.
Everybody agree?
No,
a
he
dollar.
Said 12. He said 12.
12.
Jimmy went with a dollar like he's on Price is Right.
We went over if it's under 12.
No, I know it's 13 million.
13?
Yeah.
That's your final answer.
Yeah, I'm 100% certain.
All right. Would you like to phone a friend?
No, it's 13 million a year.
Okay. No, it's not.
Yeah. 13 million is correct.
I know.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm the sports expert on the show. It's my name first.
The LA Clippers announced early Wednesday morning they had parted ways with
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. Paul is number 2 on the NBA's all-time assist list.
CP3.
Who does he trail?
Assist. Steve Nash.
Oh, you may have that. No, John Hornacek. No, it's John Stockton.
Uh-huh. John Stockton.
Yeah. Jeff Hornacek.
Mario Chalmers.
No, it's Stockton.
Stockton is correct.
I'm 2-0 on this.
Devin Williams, a once dominant reliever. Good luck. Who struggled
with
the New York Yankees last season.
I thought you meant Delvin Williams, the guy who also had the rushing thing.
Yeah, no, but this is Devin Williams.
Devin Williams, say it again.
A once dominant reliever who struggled with the Yankees last season, has a new team.
Oh.
Who signed Devin Williams?
Brewers. No, the Mets. The Mets.
Yankees.
Mets.
The Mets is an option.
Yeah, any baseball team is an option.
Well, no, there's four teams.
Oh, it's, the Mets.
Yeah. Rays.
That's
the Mets.
That's your final answer.
100%.
Braves.
Wow. You're good at this.
I follow attention.
Oh, you follow
Blue Jays.
I follow attention.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. His name is first on the show. I follow attention. The Big Ten Championship game will feature Ohio State and number 2 Indiana, the first game that has been a 1-versus-2 matchup since 2006. What teams faced off in 2006?
Michigan and
Ohio State.
Notre Dame.
They're not in the Big Ten.
Ohio State and Penn State.
I didn't hear that part.
Ohio State and Wisconsin. Ohio State and Michigan. Michigan and Penn State.
Michigan and Ohio State.
Ohio State and Michigan. Final answer?
Final answer.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
four-time Pro Bowl lineman Frank Ragnow, who had planned to come out of retirement to join the Detroit Lions, will not retire after all. Why?
Will not he retire?
Failed his physical.
But that's an option. Is that true?
That's correct.
Failed his physical.
Yep.
Correct.
Failed his physical.
Holy crap.
I can't believe you have a subscription to The Athletic.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones.
I call The Athletic the firewall.
Oh, my God. I mean, I have never read an article on The Athletic.
I send you guys links all the time.
Hey, I can't open it. It's $4.
Yeah, they firewalled me. They $4. Pop-up.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said he actually tried to land mid-season acquisition Quinnen Williams earlier. Who did Jones offer to trade to the Jets
Micah
for Williams?
Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. 100% final answer.
Correct.
I know.
Wow.
This is not going the way you thought. You thought we were going to get exposed.
Well, yeah. Here we get to the slalom race.
All right. And this is why I don't subscribe to The Athletic.
Mikaela Shiffrin won her third straight World Cup slalom race over the weekend, showing she is in top form ahead of the Olympics. How many Olympic gold medals has Shiffrin won?
21.
Oh, 7.
Well, the options are 1, 4, 3, or 2.
4.
7.
4.
4.
Final answer.
Final answer.
She's in her late 40s.
What does that have to do with anything?
She's been doing it a long time.
Okay, 4.
Yeah.
Final answer?
3.
Incorrect.
Mm.
2.
I don't know if she's in her late 40s.
You're eliminated.
All right.
Legendary basketball broadcaster Dick Vitale will call his first NCAA tournament game in March. Who will he be paired with?
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Final answer.
What NFL legend, I thought this would be done by now. What NFL legend has a niece who was drafted number one in a professional softball league's expansion draft this week?
Tom Brady.
Oh, he's an option.
Really?
Yeah, well, let's Tom just get this over with.
Tom Brady.
That's correct.
Wow.
Maya Brady.
Wow.
Which tennis legend informed the International Tennis Integrity Agency she wishes to re-enter the sport's international registered testing pool?
Oh,
potentially signaling a comeback.
One of the
attempt.
Williams sisters. I forget which one, but I saw the article.
It's probably Serena.
Serena.
Yeah. Crowder, yeah. We'll let you go on this one.
Venus Williams, everybody. Venus, what's up?
You should recuse yourself from this one. Yeah, Serena. But she has said she's not coming back, by the way.
All right.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
We scored a 9 out of 10.
That is insane.
And the only one we didn't know was a slalom.
That's insane.
Competitor.
That's pretty good. That's impressive. All right. Anything else in the headlines?
Slalom sounds
Somebody keeps texting in. Several people do. Hawk, you're killing me. I'm trying to drive from Orlando to drop you guys' bikes at the toy drive. When's the date? Do we have a date for the toy drive this year, Crowder?
We don't have a date yet.
All right. Can you work on that, please?
I'm working.
All right. Work on it. All right. Anything else in the headlines?
Panthers.
I got an email.
Yeah. You got email? All right. Good.
Panthers play tonight, 7 p.m. Try to get a dub tonight, Cats. Come on.
Been a minute.
Yeah.
Been
when
a minute.
Does it get spicy when we should worry?
That's what I was asking. Plagans.
I was starting to get worried, not with Plagans, but with Goldie. Goldie made me worry. You know, Plagans always kind of toes the company line. Goldie was like, hey, there's going to be, talk about shelf life. There's going to be an expiration date on the thought that you're going to sneak in. So I'm starting to get a little worried.
Yeah.
3 Dolphins players landed in the top 10 for Pro Bowl voting at their positions. Devon Achane, who was the November AFC Offensive Player of the Month.
Dang it, I had this for Game Day Uncensored.
Well, then I just won't read it. I haven't read it yet.
You haven't?
No.
Well, you know it, though.
Well, yeah, I know. I always know your Game Day Uncensored. I read Dolphins Wire.
I was going to do a quiz.
I read Joe Shad. I read David Fiorones every morning.
I had my own quiz.
I go to their Twitter accounts too, Hawk. You're not the only one.
Hey, by the way, Crowder, when you're working on a date for that, will you also please call Tamara Grant back?
Well,
if I get another email, just call her back.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
That's why you need to call her.
Okay. So call Tamara, find a date for the toy drive.
Boom. You got it.
What else? What else am I responsible for?
Try to be here at 2 every day.
Yeah, that was a good one. I wasn't late today.
Oh,
the
no.
Uberman made me late.
So you were late today.
But it wasn't on my faults.
Well, not my faults.
Did you see him during the
Doster Hostable?
It wasn't on my fault.
If you look right now, I'm gonna maximize his screen here. You can see right behind him, he has a tray of food. Did you see him during the commercial break sitting Indian style on his bed eating like a fat slob?
You're living my 600-pound life. You're eating off the bed while you lay down. That is pathetic, man. That is disgusting. You're telling me the Pivot can't put you up in a hotel that at least has a table for you to eat at?
I have a little table. I wanted to relax.
Eating on your bed?
He was sitting Indian style eating on his bed.
That's a Cobb salad and deviled eggs. That's a healthy meal.
Pathetic. Oh, what that bed must smell like.
The airplane later. He's getting on a plane later.
Crying out loud. He's got the big room service metal trays on his bed. Oh, disgusting.
That was delicious. Why does everybody worry about what you eat before you get on a plane? You're not going to be on there for 6 days. You're on there for an hour and a half.
Don't eat deviled eggs.
What's wrong with deviled eggs? Do they seep out of your pores, that deviled eggs?
It does.
It doesn't. You eat anything spicy before the flight. Why not? That's 3 bathrooms on JetBlue. Just use the middle one. Nobody knows.
Your weather is sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillzoneAC.com. It's 80 degrees. It'll get chillier throughout the afternoon. That is your weather.
All right, we'll take care of some more stuff in the next segment, including Game Day Uncensored.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy. I've had this for years. Of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Crowder's about to blow us away with his first words here because his microphone is super loud. We can hear it already. So go ahead and get a couple.
Fellas.
Yeah, there you go. Get a couple words out of the way. Yeah, get a couple words out of the way. One more. Hey, fellas, and then we'll be.
I'm working on the tour drive currently.
Oh, there you go. You're doing some business during the commercial breaks.
Yeah. What's the lady's name again?
Tamara Grant. She hosts mornings on
101.5 Light FM
with Julie Guy.
Okay. Look on my call log or email?
Well, look on your call log if you've called her. I mean, she wouldn't need to go through us if she had your number. Or maybe she has called you and you haven't called back. Yeah, look through your call log. I love... the reason I love talking to Crowder about stuff like this is I get to experience what it would be like if my dad were still alive. You know what I mean? Like, it's heartwarming for me. It's like having a couple moments every day with Lyle.
I don't know, man. All these activations that people have in their lives.
That's right. Dad, look on the call log. You know where the call log is, Dad?
Yes, I do.
Here's for Game Day Uncensored, by the way, Sunday, 9 a.m. on this very radio station. Tobin, Solana, Chris Perkins, Omar Kelly, they'll get you ready. Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites still over the Jets in New York on Sunday. Just looking at some of the props here. You want to guess Devon Achane rushing props for Sunday?
78.
Wow, 77.5. I won't even make you guess. That is yeah. Like right on the money there. Ollie Gordon?
16.
15.5. You are, I mean, Ooh. You are like a handicapper. Tua Tagovailoa?
A half.
Remember, he flew over last week. He had to have had like 9 or 10 yards rushing, right? I'm not even kidding.
No, yeah, I think he did.
I think he did. Yeah. I think he did.
Flew over. Yeah.
For him?
Yes, you're right. Well, 2.5.
1.5. 1.5. Tyrod is 23.5, by the way. Receiving, Jaylen Waddle, over under on receiving yards.
Ooh, this is tough because he had big games, but he's been struggling. 48.
Solana?
Man, cold weather, I think that factors in. 41.5.
63.5. 63.5. Devon Achane, who ended with 0 receiving yards last week. I know that because I had the receiving over prop.
19.
16.5.
31.5. You're expecting an aerial attack. You want to guess Tua's over-under on passing yards?
219?
191.
211.5. Split the difference between you two.
He had 4 rushing yards, by the way, on 4 carries.
Flew over.
Flew over.
Darren Waller receiving yards?
18?
16.5.
30.5.
Under.
What the hell? What?
I'm guessing the Jets' pass defense is no good?
Well, no, I mean, they traded everybody away. True. I get that, but 30? Devon Achane's going for 30.
What did Waller have last week? Was
18.
It like, 2. Are you sure? Because I read that thing
might have been
in
31.
The fantasy. Yeah, I think it was up there.
Yeah, you're right.
And how many did he have against the Jets game one? Let's see. Da-da-da. 2 passes for 47 yards, Waller, against the Saints. He had 47 yards receiving.
Yeah.
I guess my low numbers are the I don't believe in Tua.
Well, I don't think his coach believes in him. I don't think many people believe in him.
No, he's going to have 21 attempts. They're going to run the hell out the ball. I think the passing overs are tough.
How about Darren Waller, anytime touchdown, plus 275? That's not bad.
I do like that.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Let me see your Riley Patterson. Over under on field goals made, 1.5. Riley Patterson, you're going to ride that all the way to the bank?
I've hit that every week, but what's it at now? Because last week
minus
it was
105.
Wow.
Almost nothing.
Nothing.
That's it. I might put that in right now.
Well, MetLife.
That's a good bet.
No, MetLife.
Windy.
Windy conditions. They're not exactly.
We know he
conducive.
Can't kick over 35 yards, but he is money from 35 or under.
According to you, but he's proven. You know, the Dolphins have only missed 2 kicks in like 52 tries over the past 2 seasons.
Is that so?
Yeah.
But they're going. They'll get in field goal range. They're not going to score.
That's the thing. That's why the over on field goals seems to be such a money bet because they can't get the ball into the end zone.
He had 3 in the first half last week, right?
Yeah, hat trick.
Yeah, 1.5.
Thanks,
Hove. That's
so
money.
So you're saying three is a hat trick?
Yeah, he had a hattie.
That's money, Jenny from the block. Are you closer to Jenny from the block or Hove?
Solana?
Me?
Yes.
I'm Hove.
Are you kidding? The pants you're wearing are literally the pants J-Lo wears.
Yeah, but I did carry around a rhyme book in high school. I'm basically the That's Carter true. Enterprise.
That is true. That is true. All right, let's take a break here. Rob Pizzola is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. In the 5 o'clock hour, the MLS Championship Trophy is going to be here. Kevin Egan from Apple TV is going to be here, and we'll talk a little MLS Championship with him. So very excited to see the trophy. Do you know what the trophy looks like? I mean, they've sent it to us, but like, would you have known?
Yes.
Because we all know what the Larry O'Brien trophy looks like, right? Mm-hmm. We all know what the
Stanley
Shula
Cup.
Bowl trophy looks like. What's the game where they, was that for the Cadenza? Wasn't that the Shula Bowl? Didn't they win a Cadenza?
It's not a Cadenza. It's a proper trophy, Hawk. I don't know what you're doing with the Cadenza.
It's a
proper trophy.
I think they won a Cadenza, right?
It's a golden armoire.
No, but you would have known what the MLS trophy looks like?
Yeah, I've watched the MLS Cup final a couple times.
No, but I've watched things before.
I got you.
I don't know what the Iron Bowl trophy looks like. Do you?
The Iron Bowl trophy?
Do you know what the Iron Bowl is?
I would imagine it's, Georgia, Alabama, or Auburn, Alabama. Yeah, Auburn, Alabama, right?
Georgia, Alabama.
How can you look so serious with no idea?
This guy gave us a quiz on sports. like we
Auburn,
weren't going to know
Auburn,
anything.
Alabama, I got it.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah. After Georgia, Alabama.
Yeah.
And it's got to be an iron, no?
I don't know. Is it an iron? Is it an actual iron?
No, it's not an iron.
Well, that's stupid.
Two little football men.
Why is it called the Iron Bowl? Does anybody know?
The gridiron.
Oh.
Please don't get into that. Now, Solana, do you happen to know?
I do. I went back and listened.
Did
I
you
know.
Listen?
No. All right, we're gonna take a break. Did I listen? The listeners weren't even listening.
I wasn't listening.
No, I wasn't listening.
There's right, no hash marks.
Take a break. We'll come back with more Hogman, Crowder, and Solana after this. Does anyone know? This is a great call by one of the YouTube chatters. Anybody know what the vagina looks like? All right, we'll come back in a second.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some good research by Jimmy here. The Iron Bowl is called that because the game was played for many years in Birmingham, Alabama, a city known as the Pittsburgh of the South for its iron and steel industry. The term was coined by Auburn coach Ralph Jordan in 1964, who responded to a reporter by saying the annual game against Alabama was their bowl game.
Everything that has to do with Auburn pisses me off.
Why is that?
They're the Auburn Tigers, but they're the War Eagle. And then they have an eagle that they bring out to every game.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a mascot.
Why are you looking forlorn, Jimmy?
Because that's their chant. It's not really a mascot.
Right, but their chant is War Eagle.
Yeah.
Why, if they're the Tigers?
That's just their chant.
No, but what Solana's saying is that doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't their chant be Roll Tigers or, you know, Go Tiger? Like, why?
I don't think Tigers roll, Hawk. Yeah. But
why would it be War Eagle? Do we know?
No, we don't. We don't. I don't think anybody knows.
Well, someone has to know, and Jimmy's going to know in a second here. I feel like he's going to know.
I just think we don't know. But the reality is, I like War Eagle. I think that's cool. I think bringing an actual physical eagle out to a college football stadium in the South, there's something American about that.
Mm.
And then, oh, by the way, we're just the Tigers. We're the Tigers just like every other school in the Southeast Conference. Like, stick with the eagle. It's
badass.
You have
a problem with that, Crowder, that Auburn is a tiger, but they chant War Eagle?
No, because there's a whole story behind it, you know.
But what is even the story? Do you know?
Even though Ronnie Brown turned his back on me with my 7-10 split, I'm still very good friends with him. It's something crazy back in the 1970s.
Oh, I've got it. Jimmy just found it. The War Eagle chant is an Auburn University battle cry with several origin stories, the most popular being from a 1892 football game.
Okay.
Yes. An 1892 football game against Georgia. During that game, a Civil War veteran's pet eagle, God bless the times when we had pet eagles, a Civil War veteran's pet eagle escaped and circled the field while Auburn scored a game-winning drive. Fans began yelling War Eagle to encourage the team. This is like the Panthers' Year of the Rat. I'm not kidding you. This is the same type of thing. Another story claims it was a student named E.T. Enslin shouted, "It's a War Eagle," after a part of his hat's eagle emblem fell off at a 1913 pep rally.
I heard the war veteran eagle.
That's a good story.
And it didn't leave the stadium until the game winning drive ended.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
I like that.
It means something. You know, I wasn't a big fan of the 1800s, but it does mean something.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a massive fan of the 1800s. And
I bet you are.
Well, of course, you know, after the Civil War, Crowder.
Right. The Civil War was pretty important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, post-Civil War.
Yeah, I mean, you should be a fan of the Civil War.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here's the thing. War Eagle's badass. I'm not complaining about them using War Eagle. On the contrary, I'm saying embrace it. But why do the War Eagle thing? Why bring out an eagle?
So just become the Auburn Eagles.
Just be the Auburn War Eagles. Why are they the Tigers?
And what is it with this Stanford tree?
Because it's a cardinal tree.
Oh. Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
But here's another stupid thing about
what
Stanford.
What is with this Syracuse orange? You seen a lot of orange trees up in New York?
It's actually the orange men.
Yeah, I know.
Who are like,
I know.
Bro, I've gave hell to everybody about their dumb stuff, and then they have this like that. You know what? It's Lane Kiffin bringing up God when he goes to LSU.
No, it's not.
You make fun of. I'm a Gator. I'm making fun of Ronnie about, are y'all the Tigers or the Eagles? Yeah, man, y'all are confused. That's dumb. It was a Civil War veteran's pet eagle that escaped and didn't leave before the game-winning drive was won. Damn, my bad, bro. They have great stories behind it. It makes you feel bad about giving them hell.
But Stanford, for example, you know, they don't have an official mascot.
They have that tree.
Yeah, it's a tree.
Right, yeah. but I don't think it's there's something there where it's not an official it's not the official mascot.
It's a tree. Cardinals.
Right, but why are they the Cardinals?
He just told you it's a cardinal tree.
It's a cardinal tree. There are things that aren't exactly what you think they are.
What are you not understanding? They're the Stanford Cardinals and the tree. The Cardinals and the tree. They don't have a cardinal mascot, per se, like the St. Louis Cardinals.
Right.
They have a tree.
Not a bird.
Huh. Do you know, like, there's a duck animal, and then there's duck, like, underneath something? Like, there's words that have two meanings.
Okay.
But what does that have to do with tree and cardinal?
Cardinal tree, cardinal bird.
What? Yeah, no, I think what he's saying.
Daddy? Daddy?
I think what he's saying is he's under the impression that I thought the Stanford Cardinals were named the Cardinals based off the bird, but they're actually named the Stanford Cardinals because they're the cardinal tree, because that's the tree that's in Sao Paulo, California.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think that's
big
right. I don't think that's right.
Mm.
No, it's 100% correct.
Well, they do have a big dancing tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it. All right, we got to take a break here. The 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We're going to do headlines in the 4 o'clock hour. Rob Pizzola is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. And we will have the MLS Championship Trophy here in the 5 o'clock hour.
Before we get there, Stanford does not have an official mascot.
Tree.
That is according to their website. They do not have an official mascot. I knew I was right about that. Jimmy, kick rocks.
Tree.
Their unofficial mascot is a tree.
Yeah.
But it's not an official mascot. It's just unofficial.
Semantics.
Well.
What does mascot mean? Isn't it just a representative of that university?
And by the way, the Stanford tree is not a cardinal tree. The Stanford
tree
is a sequoia tree.
Oh.
No, but a mascot is a person, animal, or object adopted by a group of a sports team or organization that symbolizes and brings them good luck. They have a big-ass tree running around the field. They're the trees.
Crowder didn't know anything about this. The Cardinal nickname was officially adopted in 1981, referring to the school's official color, Cardinal Red.
Oh. Cardinal tree.
Daddy?
Love you, son.
And the Stanford... The,
all right,
the
4 o'clock hour's coming up. This is the worst gridiron story. All right, 4 o'clock hour's coming up. Don't go anywhere. More Hockman, Crowder, and Solana coming up, unfortunately.
Yeah, better not go another
more
day.
More Hockman, Daddy, and Solana coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
Proud of you, son.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I'd like to officially go on record. I am wearing underwear today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.